like the ones I used to know. Where the trees...
Ah, Christmas classic. A little Bing. We're going to have a white Christmas. There's no doubt about it. We've got snow now, and with these colder temperatures, what we have is not going to disappear. We just don't have a lot yet. In fact, Environment Canada was warning us yesterday of periods of snow, remember? And the wind kicking up, it could have turned blustery on the highways, but it really didn't come to fruition. Other than the colder temperatures and occasionally breezy yesterday, it wasn't that bad of a day. So we really don't have any extra snow this morning to shovel. There's just a light dusting again, even the last hour on my windshield. I looked out the window here in downtown Regina. And leaving home this morning, my driveway was the same as I left it yesterday. Pretty clean from the shoveling I gave it on the weekend. So no extra snow, although there's a little more in the forecast tonight. But we've really got very little in the city right now. 3 weeks till Christmas Eve. And I'll bet if you have kids, your December calendar is starting to fill up, right? With reminders of Christmas concerts coming up. Oh, you got to put a reminder to grab something for your teacher. Plan the Christmas break, right? The kids are off for 2 weeks over the holidays. Got to start planning accordingly on the calendar for that one there, too. And in between all of this, you might have your own Christmas party to go to or feel like doing something Christmassy with the family besides Christmas shopping that needs to be done. And I was noting on the holiday calendar, there is a lot of ways you can get into the holidays spirit right now. Tickets are still available for the Regina Symphony Orchestra. They're performing the soundtrack of the Home Alone movie live at the Conexus Arts Center. Not this coming weekend, but two shows the following weekend on December 13th and 14th. Globe Theater, I'm hearing good things about A Christmas Carol. It's on right now. And since Lego is always a hot Christmas shopping pick, this might be cool. This weekend, the 5th annual Lego show and sale is on. It's at the White City Community Center this Saturday and Sunday. Previously on this show, I've had the some members of the Saskatchewan Lego Users Group. There is such a thing on my show. And they're going to be there showing off some of their own creations that they make without buying the box designs that a lot of us are into. Yeah, I until they were on my show, I had no idea there was a Saskatchewan Lego Users Group. But it is growing, and they got this big show on out of the White City Community Center on Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, in my household, my kids, when they were young, they were always asking for Lego. You know, little girls, the friends line, I've got probably just about every one they ever made from a few years ago in my basement still after my youngest was always making those. And my kids, they still ask occasionally, let's tackle a larger, more adult Lego build. We've done the Disneyland castle. Girls like some of those flower projects. I don't like those as much, but they like them. My kid right now is asking to get the Home Alone house. I think that came out a year, maybe 2 years ago. But that thing is like $400. One of the hottest new Lego releases is the Star Trek Enterprise. This one's so popular on the Lego website, it's temporarily out of stock. It costs like $500, too. But you can still pick up the old Titanic.
Hey, Scott, right ahead.
Recreate the iceberg with your own Titanic off the Lego website. That is like $900. But they promise if you order now, it'll be delivered in time for Christmas. That thing is huge, too. 4.5 feet long. But yeah, maybe you'll see that and some of the other creations at this big Lego show and sale out at the White City Community Center on the weekend. Just a few of the things to do outside of shopping for Christmas. And this is cool. Later today from 11:30 till 1 over at the Cornwall Center, Regina police have done this for many years now. They take kids in our community who need a helping hand, and they take about 20 kids who are paired up with police officers for a special day of shopping using gift cards donated by the Cornwall Center. I believe we're going to tag along on that later today, and I'll bring you more of that story tomorrow morning.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive.
surprised that Agribition drew a big crowd last week. They said now final numbers came in yesterday. 151,000 people rolled through the doors. That's up about 6,000 from last year. Rodeo shelled out 3 out of 4 nights, too. And having been there on location last week, I said it while I was there, man. There's more people here than ever before. And, good road conditions on the highways really helped make it easy for anyone to roll into town for that. That's for sure. But good on Agribition. I think next year they celebrate their 55th anniversary. And Sean Kindop, the CEO, when I spoke to him last week, said they're going to try and do something a little extra special to recognize 55 years. Here's another event to consider visiting next summer as part of your summer holiday plan. Those of you who love concerts, some of you remember Edgefest in Saskatoon years and years ago. It used to be a thing, and now there's a new one, the Outskirts Music Festival. It's headed for SaskTel Center next June 26th. Yeah, right outside on the grounds. They're expected to draw at least 20,000 people. As if parking wasn't bad enough when you're inside SaskTel Center. Now they're having the festival outside, so I don't know how the heck you're going to get there and back with parking at a premium. But nonetheless, hey, it's a welcome festival, that's for sure, with a massive headliner who in advance is practicing how to say Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Do you recognize who this is?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, that's Jelly Roll. He is the headliner, and man, you know how quickly his concert money came through Regina. Sold out. And he is still a mega superstar right now. He's the headliner of the festival, along with Third Eye Blind. Wide Mouth Mason will be on the bill. Tickets will go on sale for that one Friday. But that's a good get. And the Outskirts Music Festival is June 26th on the grounds of SaskTel Center next summer. City Council meeting today, and they're going to be discussing about what to do next on the rail yards. The area right across from the Dewdney Strip that opened up earlier in the week. And I doubt they'll talk much about this because it's in court. But ever since the City of Regina started implementing new smart water meters, there's been some controversy about whether or not they are accurate. And there's even a Facebook group that started. A lot of angry homeowners who had it all in common. They couldn't understand why or how their water bills were taking giant leaps from where they once were after these new smart meters were put in place. And the city said they looked into over a dozen people in Regina who are asking for further transparency. And now there's people taking the city to court over these meters. Tony Wells is one. She's advocating for people with large bills, like one elderly man with a bill over $3,000.
We are going to keep pushing forward until we get the answers that we need and that we are legitimately entitled to.
Yeah, Wells feels they've had no luck from the city in figuring this out, so taking it to court was the only option because not paying your bill out of protest wouldn't work either.
If you don't make a payment on this, you will be considered for disconnection.
Anyhow, the city says they're confident in their smart water meters, saying two cases have been proven where the meters were found to be inaccurate, and in both cases the meter was replaced by the city at no cost for the customer. And for people with concerns, they say they can get their meter tested, but they're unable to comment on the current case, the city, the one that's going before the court. But yeah, I've heard a lot of stories. Many of you have texted me about this out of frustration. Fortunately, in my household, I didn't notice a major leap, but that does not deny there are many who believe there are big leaps that shouldn't be happening. So court it is for some, I guess.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere man for no money.
That's a good song for the Beatles. Nowhere Man. Yeah. You know, today's the 60th anniversary of Rubber Soul, the song Nowhere Man on it. There's a UK version and a US version, and they had a different track listing on each one of the Beatles. 1965, Rubber Soul. An album that really is seen as a turning point in the evolution of their sound, too. You know, they went from pop stars to serious artists with that album. And Rubber Soul introduced a lot more deeper lyric. They were experimenting with sound at the time. Gave them a little more maturity, I think, through their songwriting. Drive My Car on that album. Oh, well, Norwegian Wood. In My Life, also on there. And Nowhere Man. The album was a rather defining moment for the Fab Four. 60 years ago, Rubber Soul from the Beatles. Incidentally, Monday is going to mark 45 years since the tragic death of John Lennon. Got to give props to the Mosaic Company, the mining operation in Esterhazy, certainly being proactive when they want to look for future employees. In order to help fill jobs of the future, the company's investing something like $4 million to help students learn skills for the trade of working for them one day. The money will be split between several post-secondary schools and the Good Spirit School Division, like SAS Polytech.
So this really allows us to invest in the local community with individuals that already live there and really want to stay there and build a career and serve in their own communities. So this really allows us to do that.
That's Marnell Jones from Mosaic, who says the money will help draw local talent to work for Mosaic's Esterhazy potash operation. So that's kind of cool to see. From the NHL last night, not so cool, my Oilers. They began a 5-game homestand against the Minnesota Wild. They couldn't beat them. Ran into a hot goaltender. His name is Jesper Wallstedt. Call him the Wall. Stopped every shot the Oilers threw at him. He earned his 4th shutout in 10 games for the Wild. And Wallstedt was actually once a draft pick, I think, for the Oilers a few years back. They traded his name away a number of years ago. Anyhow, the Oilers are now 11-5. They're 6th in the Pacific. They're behind Seattle and San Jose. The Oilers with McDavid and Drysdale below Seattle and San Jose in the standings. That shouldn't be happening right now if you're an Oilers fan. Given the Oilers' last two seasons, right? But that's the drama we Oiler fans are living right now. Frustrated, but like they have the last couple seasons, somehow they seem to turn it around. Just make the playoffs. That's all I care about. Senators beat the Habs 5-2. Defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, who are riddled with injury with a lot of their upper talent, have now lost 4 of their last 5 after a rather strong start in the season early there. But the Leafs beat them 4-1 last night. And then you have the Chicago Blackhawks, led by former Pat Connor Bedard. They took on the Vegas Golden Knights last night. The Knights have a roster of a Stanley Cup contender too, right? But they've gone through injuries and have been rather inconsistent. But they're slightly above average so far this season. Anyhow, after recently being acquitted of sexual assault, Carter Hart made his goaltending debut with the Knights. His first NHL appearance in nearly 2 years. He gave up a goal early on the second shot, and then he flubbed another, but eventually he got on track. Anyhow, I want to take you to the third. A tie game. Connor Bedard steps up.
A break the other way. Look out. Here's 98. It is Bedard. Cuts in, shoots, and scores! Are you kidding me? Connor Bedard putting on a show in Las Vegas.
Yeah, the Knights would rally with a couple of minutes left in the third after that one to tie the game again, force overtime. But again, Bedard would shine.
Here's 98. It's been Connor Bedard's night. Can he make it continue? Bedard on Hart. What a move! What a goal! Connor Bedard! An endless highlight film tonight.
You remember as a Regina, Pat, how you would be in awe of his stick work in front of the net and how he'd pull the puck and then just, you know, let it loose. That's what he's doing right now in the NHL, only stronger. Both of those goals are highlight reels, as the announcer said there. But still, the Hawks lost 4-3 in that shootout. Flames lost 5-1 in Nashville, and the Avalanche beat the Canucks 3-1. Little Brenda Lee always gives Mariah Carey a run for her money this time of year. Those two songs, Mariah's and this one here, are almost always battling for the top spot of the Christmas chart in December. And there's a lot of history around that song. Brenda Lee, now 80. Yes, she's still alive. A lot of historians analyze that song and credit TikTok and even its rebirth in Home Alone. Even Brenda Lee admits She wasn't aware that Home Alone, the original movie, was going to use it. And she remembers her sister calling her up. But yeah, there's a lot of history on that song.
They put it out. It didn't sell. Then she had some big success in Europe. And they released it in Europe. And it then became a huge seller.
I got a call. And they said, Brenda, there's a movie out. It's called Home Alone. And your song's all over it.
Brenda Lee is a part of millions of families and has been a part of their life, their entire life. And that's an extraordinary accomplishment with just one song.
It knocked Mariah Carey off the charts. You heard Brenda Lee singing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and it's Christmas time, baby.
Yeah, it does. Every time I hear that, I feel, yeah, Christmas. Countdown is on. 3 weeks. It's before you know, we're going to be Christmas Eve here. Have you got a tree up? We put ours up last weekend. We have just the artificial. Growing up, it was always a real tree in my household with my mom and dad, but for many, it's got to be a real tree. And Sherwood Greenhouse and Garden Center out on Range Road in East Regina is selling Christmas trees like they're hotcakes. Philip Rispins, his co-owner, joins me for a second here. Philip, how many different Christmas tree varieties are you guys selling out there right now?
Currently, we have three different types. So we have balsam fir, Fraser fir, in two different size categories. And then we have a Fraser fir in a larger variety.
What's the most popular tree people are purchasing?
Frasers are probably the most popular, just because of their dark green color.
Yeah, that's my favorite too. Have trees gone up from last year, Philip, or are they holding their own in price?
They're holding their own. They're pretty much, we kept the same price as last year.
What's the average tree, about 6 feet? Is that most common?
Yeah, 5 to 6 feet is most common.
And ballpark, what's that going to cost you by the time you're done taxes?
About $95.
Yeah. And when you take a tree home, what's the first thing you really got to do?
So the first thing you want to do is you want to cut the bottom inch off the stem. Outside, cut all the twine off and shake that tree really good so that all the needles that are trapped inside, you lose them outside instead of losing them in your house.
Yeah.
Then when you put it in your tree stand, you want to open your tap with hot water, as hot as you can out of the tap. And that first water has to be warm so that tree can wake up and absorb that water right away. And it's recommended to use some Christmas tree fertilizer.
And how often are you supposed to water that tree? Like, is it just a matter of glancing to see how low the water is?
Yeah, sometimes they get really thirsty, and first they absorb a lot of water, and then after a while, you just have to keep topping it up. That could be every couple days, sometimes once a week.
Philip Rispins from Sherwood Greenhouse and Garden Center in Regina on the line. A tree should last how long with good watering?
Should last well after the new year.
How quickly do you think you'll sell out of your Christmas trees this year?
I'm anticipating to be sold out by the end of the week.
Wow.
Don't want to wait too long.
I guess not, yeah. Philip Rispins from Sherwood Greenhouse and Garden Center. He's going to be sold out, he figures, by the end of the weekend here. And I don't doubt, I pass that tree lot as I go get my coffee in Vic Square parking lot there. And yeah, they've really thinned out too. So if you're looking for a real one, this might be the week. Hey, before I break for the news with Kevin Martell, there's a city council meeting here today, and they're going to be going over proposals for what to do in the rail yards now across from that Dewdney Revitalization Project. We'll have some details on that ahead. But before I break, I got to get this in. Crystal Dodds heard me talking about things to do, get you in the holiday mood in the coming weeks. One of which was that big Lego show and sale out at the White City Community Center on Saturday and Sunday. And she said the Christmas Tuba Fest is on at the Southland Mall this weekend. Tuba Fest. Thanks for sharing that, Crystal. Appreciate that.